Like most Kentucky cities and the Commonwealth itself, Lexington needs to fix its pension program. But unlike other Kentucky communities, the state must first permit a reform of the city's pension system.
We got problems there. You all know about these problems. You've got them at the state level too. Ours is unique because you have a special legislation associated with Lexington.
Mayor Jim Gray says Lexington's retirement and health insurance plans for police and firefighters are underfunded by at least $400 million.
We know that our disability costs are significantly higher than the state's and the average across the state, and that needs to be addressed.
According to state law, Lexington alone must seek state approval before making any changes to its pension plan. Louisville Representative Steve Riggs, who chairs the House's local government committee, says it seems unnecessary.
Well, they're separated. If you look at statute, it says we're basically responsible for any changes in their pension system. And I don't know why no other local community, just that one. I always thought that was weird.
Riggs and Damon Thayer, who's his committee counterpart in the state Senate, both favor a change. Susan Straub, who's a spokeswoman for Lexington's mayor, adds there are a series of special state rules that pertain just to her city. She adds the pension rule was enacted when Lexington and Fayette County merged their local governments. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.